Hi everyone, it's your host, Plainsafe Carrington, and today we're going to talk about the new news on Persona 5R and the new single action zombie game named Days Gone. Currently, I am at ECHS at Delaware State University, and this is the... Persona is a, not fighting game, but RPG that basically is, that has a setting in Tokyo, where the main protagonist is on probation basically, and he is basically trying to heal the community for by stealing their hearts, not like their actual heart, but you know, just their force of mind, really, to make it like a force of change into themselves, like being a better person basically. Which is nice, I do agree. That is basically the gist of Persona, basically. But if you those that don't have Persona 5, you just don't know the Persona series that familiarly, you should know, at least heard about Persona at least once. Persona is one of those other games where if you play it for the first time, you will get sucked in, like, easily, which is hard to deal with, because I've been there. But, the new news that we heard about it was that we're going to get a new game. Like, we're going to get a new game and everything called Persona 5R, which is basically 4 months added to the original Persona 5, basically, like 4 extra months of like content, but everything's like reanimated, new character sprites and everything else. My opinion on it is like, yay, we're getting another game, but couldn't this just be DLC though, when you really think about it? Just 4 months to a new game, and then it was clean and everything, but still. A clean game doesn't always need to be a whole game. It can just be a DLC. But the wrap up of this is basically I do recommend everyone everyone to just get Persona just to get the gist of it. The first and second game is okay, but if you really just want to start play Persona 3 and throughout, you'll really enjoy Persona. I only got into Persona because of certain YouTubers that played it, and my friend mentioned it. I was like, "What is Persona?" It's like he explained it to me, and I enjoyed it. I really did, and I hope you guys could too. And we're back, and so for our second topic, we're going to talk about the new game called Days Gone. Days Gone is a game where you have to survive and keep certain characters alive, but you learn about the story of Deacon, which is nice and everything, because he's a mysterious bike rider the whole game that you don't know nothing about, but you get bits and pieces about his past. The graphics on the game is very detailed in line, and just how it looks really makes the game look seem so polished. You don't really get to see this type of graphics in any type of game before, and if you did, well, clearly on PC, but having a monitor in general doesn't mean you have better graphics, but anyway. The new patch that came out for the game basically made some changes on like bug fixes and glitches that were probably in the game, basically. And fixing a little bit of the graphics itself as well. So, it made the game more polished, per se. which is really good. So the zombie game for the first game for the company, which makes the game a great impression, and that means they'll probably support the game in some type of way, shape, or form, with more DLCs and everything else to continue the story. My opinion on everything about the game is that nothing much. I just really, really hope that the game can succeed for this company, so they can make better games later on down the road. The more games from the company, the more popularity you get. So that's a great thing to have in like a big game. You have a big game to push your company to be better, just like Bungie and all the other ones. Overall, this game is a really good game, and I suggest that for people that like the zombie genre in general to buy the game and enjoy it. There are yearbooks that will be on sale for 2 weeks for the price of $55 through April 12th through April 26th. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this podcast that we are here today. And I hope that you enjoyed and come back next time for another episode.